We've been looking at the concept of qalb-e salim, an immaculate conscience, or a whole heart, a sound heart, or maybe if I can describe it, a heart that is both radiant and transparent. And for the past 2 days, we've been looking at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, look for your heart in three places: when listening to the Quran, when seeking knowledge, and when in privacy. And if you can't find it in these places, then ask Allah to bless you with a heart, for indeed you have no heart. Now, we've looked at the concept of being able to listen to the Quran and respond to it. We've also looked at how to seek knowledge. And let's look at the last part of the hadith, which talks about finding one's heart when in privacy. And I'd like to address this as reflection in solitude. See, when we are on our own, in other words, when we're in solitude, in privacy, we find that we are able to listen to even the beating of our heart. Unless there is no noise outside, unless there is silence surrounding one, then only can one hear the beating of one's heart. We must be able to take time out and reflect on the direction of life. Who am I? Where am I going? What is my purpose in life? Examine thoughts, actions, measure them in success, or measure their success in gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, where have you reached in reaching your full potential? There is a wonderful wonderful phrase that says, it's only in privacy that you can qif ala al-bab, stand at the door. In other words, stand at his door. So just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that an hour's reflection is better than a year's worship, we should be able to set aside a little time for reflection in every 24 hours. The best time is the one in which there are the least of preoccupations, least worries, and there's a greater potential for the heart to be present. And maybe I can suggest the depths of the night. You know, the state of one's religious and worldly affairs depends upon the soundness of one's reflection, and that in turn depends on the soundness of one's heart. Anyone who has a share of it has an abundant share of everything that is good. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, there is no worship like reflection. It's said that reflection in solitude is the lamp of the heart. If it departs, then the heart will have no light. And remember, I said qalb-e salim is a heart that is both transparent and radiant. Now, the ways of reflection are many. The most noble, as the Quran puts it, is to reflect on creation, the inward and the outward signs, and the signs that he has scattered in the realms of the earth and the heavens. There are so many ayat in the Quran that talk about reflection. Let's look at some of them and see whether we can connect to them. If we look at Surah Yunus, this is Surah number 10. In Ayah 101, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Consider, What is it that is in the heavens and the earth? وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And signs and warnings do not avail a people who would not believe. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, this is Surah number 51, Ayah 20 and 21, it says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتُ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth there are signs for those who are sure. And then he says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and in your own souls too. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, do you not see? The next category to reflect on is to reflect on his favors and his bounties. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 69. He says, فَذْقُرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember the favors of Allah so that you may succeed. In Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 18, he says, that وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُعْصُوهَا. Should you even attempt to compute, to number the favors of Allah, you will not be able to do so. Another aspect is to reflect on his awareness of the human being, his seeing, his knowing all about us. In Surah Al-Qaf, this is Surah number 50, Ayah 16, he says, I love this ayah. He says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. And certainly we created the human being and we know what his mind suggests to him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. If you look at Surah Al-Mujadila, in Ayah 7, he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not see that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth? And then he says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Nowhere is there a secret council between three persons, but he is the fourth of them. And this kind of reflection sort of encourages one to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees one doing everything. Can you imagine the disobedience, the thoughts we have? He sees them and it encourages within the human being remorse and change. Another aspect of reflection is reflecting in our shortcomings, in our attachment to him. When he says in Surah number 51, this is Surah Al-Dhariyat again. He says, this is Ayah 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created the jinn and human beings only to be attached to me, only to do my ibadah. Amazing. And to think, is that how I lead my life? These are all aspects of reflection that we need to look at. There's another aspect of ibadah that's mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun. This is Surah number 23. In Ayah 115, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمَ أَنَّ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we have created you in vain and that you shall not be returned to us? Again, we look at Surah Al-Infitar, and I just love this ayah. This is Surah number 82, Ayah 6. It's a question that plays on my mind again and again and again when he says, Ya ayyuha al-insan, O human being, Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What has turned you away? What has deceived you concerning your generous Rabb? I weep when I hear this ayah. It's so amazing. It's like a mom. It's like somebody who loves you so much. And he's asking, he says, O human being, Ya ayyuha al-insan, ma gharraka, what deceived you? And he refers to himself, bi rabbika al-kareem. And I'd like to just elaborate on that a little bit. A Rabb, in essence, is one who takes you to your full potential, to perfection, step by step, very gently, with a great deal of rahmah. Imagine mom trying to teach you to walk. That's a rub. With so much encouragement, with so much love, and with so much patience. And then the adjective he uses is kareem. Kareem is kindness, generosity, with honor. It's absolutely amazing. And he asks this question. Even if you were to spend a year just reflecting on that question, it'd be absolutely amazing. Nobody, and I believe nobody, cannot find their heart if in the depth of the night this was the only ayah we read. Another aspect is to reflect on the transient life of the world and then compare it with the finality of the Akhirah, or the immortality of the Akhirah. The ayat that you may like to consider when reflecting on the finality, or rather the permanence of the Akhirah and the transience of the world, There's an ayah in Suratul Anqabut, this is surah number 29, ayah 64. Well, Allah says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَحِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the life of this world is nothing but a sport and a play. And as for the Akhirah, that most surely is the life, did they but know. But one that may come quite easily is from Suratul A'la, that we try and recite every morning in Surah Al-Fajr. This is Surah number 87, Ayah 16 and 17, where it says, "Bal tu'thiruna al-hayata ad-dunya wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa." Is but you prefer the life of this world, while the hereafter is better and more lasting. You continually say to yourself, "Wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa." It is better and long lasting. See the difference it makes. Definitely find that qalb-e saleem. And finally, maybe to reflect on the imminence of death and the regret and remorse that may occur when it is too late. So many ayat that give us various pointers to the fact that those who do not reflect on life, who do not make full use of their life, will come to a point at death when they will regret at not having realized what life was about. And possibly the most apparent is from Suratul Munafiqun. This is Surah number 63, recommended to be recited every Friday, and it's also recited in Salatul Jumu'ah. If we look at Ayah 9 to 11, they literally put it in a nutshell. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Do not let your wealth or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever does that, these are the losers. Then he says, وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. And spend out of what we have given you before death comes to one of you. فَيَقُولُ, so that he should say, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. My Rabb, why do you not respite me to a near term? Give me a little bit more time so that I would have given sadaqah, I'd have given alms, and been of the doors of good deeds. وَلَنْ يُوَقْرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ عَجَلُهَا. Allah does not respite a soul when its appointed term has come. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is aware of what you do. It's quite strong, and it tells us that at death, it's going to come, and that's finality. You know, the benefit of this kind of reflection is that hopes become short, behavior becomes better, and we gather provision for a day when we will know whether we've got this qalb-e saleem or not. And maybe an addendum, maybe to be able to reflect on a few other things, is to reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described his friends and his enemies, and on the immediate delayed rewards which he has prepared for each group. And I mean that, you know, to look at all the different parts. That is why in Surah Al-Fatiha we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us on the right path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path on which you have bestowed your blessings. Not the path of those on whom you are angry, or the path of those who have gone astray. So then to look at the Quran and see what happened to those who believed. What is, or those on whom his blessings are. What happens to those with whom he is angry? And what happens, what is the reward for those who are lost? And this results in an inclination towards the righteous, emulation of the behavior of the righteous, and detesting those who deserve his anger, and to be able to avoid the characteristics that they portray. Inshallah, we will continue with Qalb-e Saleem and looking at this heart, this one heart that can take us so close to him, or can move us way, way away from him.